BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website. This is BBC Radio 1.
Just done some more exercise. You know that box that Grimmy was in cycling for 12 hours? Radio 2's Joe Wiley is currently in there on a treadmill for 26 hours. Just went and said hello to her and, well, I just did a gentle walk for about 5 minutes. Passed the time.
Did your bit?
Yeah, did
literally.
My bit. Yeah, and she tucked into a ciabatta while on the treadmill. First time I've ever seen anyone eat on a treadmill. Good work though, Joe. She's just got just the 9 hours left now.
Oh God.
All for sport relief. Good afternoon. This is Scott on Radio 1. How's it going, all right? Hey, congratulations to you.
Thanks, Chief.
Don't call me Chief, fella. Talk about this yesterday. Hun, also not on my list of favourites. Babe, can be all right. Babes, I quite like.
What about Governor?
No, awful. Gaffer, also bad. One that's popular in the Midlands is Youth. All right, Youth. No, not good. Youth. But yeah, well done for the
Grimmy. What are you saying well done for?
The Grimmy Award.
Ah, yes.
Why, what did you think I was on about?
No, I wasn't sure.
All right, so you won a Grimmy this morning on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. And a strong lineup of nominees, I thought.
The nominees. Harry Styles for some sterling work. Greg James for some, again, sterling work. And Chris Stark, also nominated for this.
Red, red, raw.
Ooh.
So that was the nominees for Best Male Vocalist of the Moment. And you stormed it. Well done, mate.
Thanks. I hope you're proud.
Yeah, I really am.
I did a good speech.
It was a bit long, I thought. Like, they could have cut it. Like, here's what I would have done to it. Listen.
Male vocalist of the moment goes to Chris Stark!
Oh my God, I've won. This is an absolute honour. When I heard that I was up for this award, of course, I was very keen to win. And I guess it's just one of those moments in my life that I'm always going to look back on.
Okay.
Male vocalist of the year. Incredible. I guess I'd like to thank, obviously,
okay, this
Scott
is where
Mills
I
for giving me the opportunity
brought
to,
in the Oscar
to
music.
Broadcast this song. Obviously, big shout
Get
to
off.
My mum and dad for raising me. I actually played my dad this song.
Fade him out. That's what I would have done.
Fair. Yeah.
This music's so useful. In fact, I think next time we have a really boring guest in, shall we just play this?
It's a great idea. Or put it on your phone, and then when you're in the pub and someone's boring you...
That's just... so rude. Like, I'm really guilty of this. Like, just being doing a really long-winded story that never gets to the point in the pub. It's like, just put this on your phone
and walk off.
And yeah, just go to the loo. It's so rude.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Would you ever tell me if my flies were open?
Yes.
Right, because I went out last night and I got home and realised that my flies have been open for the entire period of the evening. No one had said a word. And I think that's what a good friend should do. And they blatantly spotted that they were open.
But you're a celebrity. That's the difference. But I say that.
What do you mean?
But then you, like, by being a celebrity, you run the risk of being in, what's it called? The hoop of shame?
Hoop of horror.
That's the one. That's the thing. No one will tell you because you're famous, except for a magazine that will put a massive ring around it and sort of highlight it.
I'm not really magazine fodder, though. I think I'll be fine. Also, the other day, I do this a lot. You know that little sticker that goes on the front of your jeans when you buy them new?
Yeah.
It says, like, medium or whatever it is. Like, that big, long sticker. I had that on all day. At work, here. Nobody told me. Just tell me. It's the right thing to do. If I had spinach in my teeth, would you tell me?
I would tell you, yeah.
Right, I wish people had been a bit more honest. I had crab in my teeth last night and my flies open. No one said a thing.
Okay.
Crab salad. That's not one. This is Scott Mills. I'm in a really weird mood today. I don't know what's up with me.
It's frantic here. Getting ready for bingo.
Craziness here today. There's a lot on.
It's the new home of Innuendo Bingo, though. We've not really talked about this. We're in sort of a bigger arena.
That's
here
right.
At Radio 1.
Like, I don't know what's happening today. Everything's going wrong.
Okay.
My screen is flashing up a recipe for flaky pastry right now, and it's supposed to be on the...
That's a really weird virus to get, if that's what you've got.
It's just saying something that I don't understand. What's that screen? Have you ever seen that before in your life?
Never.
It's not even a...
What?
BSOD. Blue screen of death. It's just something I've never seen. Anyway,
Scott Mills, time for innuendo bingo then.
It is a bit today. Not my fault for a change. It's
your name above the doors,
well,
mate.
Well, it is, but actually I can't help it if Gemma Kearney is stuck in traffic, girlfriend. So she's on her way. I'm going to just keep playing songs. Vicky's been on saying she's really pleased that it's Gemma today on innuendo bingo because she's not been able to listen or watch for weeks. Like, I had dissertations, essays, that kind of thing. Mm. But she's well pleased that it's Gemma today. Ricky is driving home from work. He says, I got in my car at 1:47. Have I missed innuendo bingo? Tell me you didn't do it early. No, still waiting for Gemma Kearney. Her new show starts 4 a.m. on Monday morning, so let's hope she turns up for that.
Listen,
I was always on time.
She's fashionably late, that's what it is.
Always on time when I did that show.
Really?
No. Maybe there were a couple of times.
Scott, if you're
going to
put fashionistas, you're going to have to expect them to be fashionably late. Hate the player, hate the game.
She's not normally late. It's fine. So no, Ricky, you haven't missed it at all.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Gemma Kearney is going to be on at 2:45 playing innuendo bingo. That's the decision that we've made. 2:45. Gives her an hour to get here in total. She'll be fine. Sorry if you expected it at 1:45 today, but nothing you can do about it. I'm sorry. If you planned your lunch around it, once again, I'm sorry. It's very tardy of us. But you will be able to listen again and watch the video later on the Radio 1 YouTube channel. So bingo now at 2:45. Chris?
I was wondering if I could bring in my friend for this one, my friend Fernando.
Again?
Yeah, he's got a day off and he's where he's about and he's got something he'd like to say.
He's got a lot to say at the moment, hasn't he? He's been on, like, the last couple of weeks he was on again.
Was he?
Yeah. Well, maybe it just feels like more than it is.
Yeah. Well, look, he's here, and I would rather, you know, he got to say what he wants to say.
Right. And where is he now?
Because he's got something that bothers him. Not me, him.
Yeah.
And so I'd just like to bring him in. I'll bring him in now.
Okay. You would normally have to fill in a form for this, but I'll let you off.
Fernando!
Oh. Fernando, hi.
Hello, Scott. How are you?
I'm really good. How are you?
Really good, thanks. Isn't Chris doing well?
Yeah, he's doing really well on the show. Anyway, so there's obviously something up, otherwise you wouldn't be here.
Yes, I've got something that I'd like, kind of like your advice on, but mainly it's just an opportunity for me to get something off my chest, something that's really been bothering me the last week.
And is Chris already aware of it? Chris, do you know about what it is?
I don't know what he's about to talk about. Actually,
okay.
Must point out, this is definitely Fernando, it's him, it's something that bothers him.
It is
him.
You, isn't it, Fernando?
Yeah.
Mm. And Chris, you don't know about it?
No, I don't know about it, but why don't we just leave him to say his bit, Scott?
Sure.
He's ready.
I'm ready.
You ready, Fernando?
Yes, I'm ready, Scott.
Sure. Go on then.
So, Scott, basically, my girlfriend has gone on holiday for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Doing something she's always wanted to do.
Which is?
She's in Vietnam doing something called the Buffalo Trek.
Oh, okay, that sounds good.
That sounds like an innuendo, but it's not.
So I mean, she's having a Buffalo Trek in Vietnam?
She's currently doing the Buffalo Trek in Vietnam.
Well, that's lovely for her. What's wrong?
It's proper knocking me off.
Why?
I really am sick of it already.
Why?
Well, basically, she left... Was it last Friday that she left? I can't remember. She left last Friday.
Mm.
She's only been gone a few days, and the stories coming back are not good.
In what way?
Well, I was obviously worried when she went away that she'll meet better people. She'll do things that I can't offer her, and that's proven to be the case. And now I just want her back.
We'll talk more to her in a minute. Just wait there, Fernando. More in a sec.
First, do you want me to just go through everything that's bothering me with this situation right now?
I would love that.
Firstly, I don't get to speak to her.
Mm.
Vietnam,
time difference.
Yeah. Vietnam is 7 hours ahead. There's bad signal and very little Wi-Fi.
Well, she's in the jungle.
I understand that,
Scott.
What do
you expect?
I understand that, Scott, but it's starting to annoy me because I don't know what she's up to. I don't really know who she's with. I'm having to trust people that I've never met. And it's a complete lottery on these things, isn't it?
What are you worried about?
And then there's the tour guide and things like that.
Oh, who's the tour guide?
Well, I'm sure he's lovely, but I watched Along Came Polly, and I worry that this is like a scuba diver situation.
I remember that. When she gets off with the scuba diver.
It's proper annoying, isn't it? I'm sure he's lovely.
Yeah. What do you think about this, Chris?
Do
you agree with him?
I see exactly where he's coming from, and I think all it is it's a frustrating situation for Fernando to be in.
Well, yeah,
and all he wants to do is have a bit of reassurance from his
friend.
She's
just on holiday, she's having a great time. You need to trust her, Fernando.
I know, and I do trust her, Scott. I trust her, obviously trust her very much.
What's the problem then?
Well, it annoys me that she texts me earlier saying she's having the time of her life.
Yeah.
And that really wound me up.
Why?
Because she's out there exploring caves. She went to a bar in the middle of the jungle.
Quite cool.
My point is, how am I meant to compete with that when she comes home?
Right, Fernando, it's a holiday.
Mm.
Real life doesn't involve going to caves and bars in the jungle. It's 2 weeks or 3 weeks or whatever it is out of her normal life. She's not going to expect to do that when she comes back home.
I get that, and I want her to have a nice time. But I don't want her to have such a nice time that she doesn't then want to come home.
Well, she's got to come home.
I don't want to be the disappointing option. Like, when I go on holiday and I'm coming home, like the times I've even been away to Malia and Kamos and that,
yeah,
whenever I come home, I always feel a bit disappointed about coming home. And I don't want to be that muppet at the airport that I often see when you go to arrivals and you see those muppets waiting there for their family, and none of their family want to come home and see them. That's kind of what I'm worried about. I don't want to be standing there.
But you will be.
Of course I will be.
Like a muppet.
Like a muppet.
Maybe you can make a sign.
Yeah, well,
welcome home, girlfriend.
Remember me.
Remember me, the disappointing option.
I'm also concerned that when she comes back, she'll want to broaden my mind. Now, let me explain.
Really?
I just think she's probably meeting like-minded people out there who enjoy travelling.
Yes.
And who want to see the world, have stories about finding themselves in Koh Phangan and stuff like that.
But that would be amazing.
And
you don't want your mind broadened.
But she's going to meet people with more open minds than me.
Why are you so close-minded?
I'm happy with how broad my mind is. Do you know what I mean? I don't want to broaden it anymore. I don't need to go out and see the world,
right.
Really.
You don't want to.
But my worry is I'm now going to have to be doing this kind of thing.
Well, that's brilliant. You could do it together.
Yes, and I agree, that could be nice.
But I mean, you've only been as far as the Greek islands, Fernando.
I don't want to do the buffalo trek.
Why not?
It terrifies me.
Why?
She's in a jungle, there's snakes, there's all sorts. I said to her, if you're going to go do the buffalo trek, just do the day thing and then go in a hotel at night or something like that. Like, you don't need to go and do the full night trek through the jungle. The stories I'm getting back from there are just ridiculous. I'm worried I'm going to be too closed-minded for her.
Oh, I see.
See what I mean? She's out there, found herself.
Yeah.
But actually, what she'll find is that life here is very boring. And I am boring. And going to Watford Games is boring. And going to Misty Moons is boring. My friends are boring. Do you know what I mean, though?
Yeah, do it a bit.
Well, annoying. I'm getting so sick of this buffalo trek thing. We're about 4 days in. It lasts about 2 weeks.
I don't know why this is making me laugh so much, Fernando. This is probably my favourite one yet, have you done? Because I understand what you're saying, but that's not real life. She won't view it like that.
I know, I'm concerned that she's going to come back different.
You think she's going to come back with, like, braids?
Braids.
Fisherman trousers.
Too much of a casual attitude. Yeah, that kind of thing.
Probably a Chang t-shirt.
That kind of thing, yeah.
She probably won't shower as much.
I don't think I'm so bothered about the personal hygiene side of it.
That's, oh, really?
Well, no, I mean, that's the least of my priorities.
That's not a deal breaker, no?
Well, no, I just mean that she probably hasn't got that much access to showers out there. She's in the middle of the jungle.
I know, but she might come.
So, I don't know why she wanted to do this in the first place.
Loads of people want to do it. It's cool.
But we could have come to some arrangement. I would have taken her to the New Forest.
Not the same.
Nothing's going to be good enough anymore.
Oh, Chris, what do you think about this?
I think he raises a good point, and I think it comes from a good place.
No, I definitely do. I think he's just genuinely worried that he's not going to be good enough anymore.
No, exactly. Exactly that.
But you are good enough, Fernando.
Do you think?
Hello?
Oh. Thank you. Do you think?
Yes. You know what? A lot of our listeners would have done this. Like, their boyfriend or girlfriend would have gone away, maybe for a gap year, or gone travelling with friends. A lot of people would have been in this situation, and they're the one left behind at home. Maybe text in or tweet at BBCR1 or text 81199 if you've been through something similar. You've just been a bit worried.
Am I Chris or Fernando? Chris? Fernando?
Hmm?
Fernando.
What?
Yes.
What is... What?
No, I'm just saying I'm Fernando right now.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Well, that's good then. What's your point?
Oh, I've forgotten it now. The voice things made me forget. And the thing is, I know I need to man up as well.
What, you do a bit,
I know I need to man up, and it's a good excuse to spend time with my friends and that kind of thing, and that's brilliant.
Yeah.
You know, but I do want a girlfriend at the end of the Buffalo trek.
You will have one, don't worry.
Right.
Thanks, Fernando. Do you feel better now?
I do, actually, a little bit. Thanks for listening.
Chris, thanks for bringing him in.
Thank you.
No.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
All right. Now escort him off the premises.
Come on in, Fernando.
Chin up.
Oh. You can come back in now, Chris.
Yeah.
Hello.
All right.
Do you think he feels better after that?
I think that's helped. I think. I'm not sure how that went.
No, I think it was fine. I hope we're going to get some texts in or some tweets now from people that maybe have been in a similar situation. You know what it's like.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Apparently they do a lot of naked bathing in the rivers on the Buffalo Trek.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, I'll pass that on.
Pass it on to him, yeah.
Thanks for all the texts as well.
What are they saying mostly? So you can pass them on to Fernando.
Do you know what? Some of them are nice.
Are they?
I'll pass them on anyway.
Pass them on to him. What are they mostly saying?
Most 60-40 saying nothing to worry about.
Yeah, I think that's true. But you do feel a bit left out. Edward's been on in Chester. His three best mates have gone to Vietnam yesterday. Feels really left out. I understand what Fernando's saying. Hey, Gemma's here!
Hi!
You all right, love?
Yeah. I was a bit panicked.
Slightly late.
I know. I'm really, really, really sorry. The whole of Twitter has told me off, don't worry.
Are they? Oh, I'm sorry.
But I'm ready to go. I really am ready for this.
An hour later than scheduled, Innuendo Bingo is next. Nice rain, Mac, as well.
I know, I'm filming straight afterwards, so, you know, I had to be protected this time.
So you'll just get it in the face.
Yes, I'm wearing a ridiculous rain, Mac.
It's an hour late, but it's worth waiting for.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Okay, so get online, bbc.co.uk/radio1. Gemma Kearney is here, looking...
avant-garde.
Looking well diva-ish.
I feel like whenever I come and see you, I have to go avant-garde.
Shades indoors.
Otherwise, it'll be disappointing for everyone, so I'm ready.
Looking forward to your new show.
Oh, my goodness, guys! I'm going to be getting up at 3 a.m. every day!
I know.
But really looking forward to it. I feel like at that time of the morning, you really need a mate on the radio.
Yeah, I totally agree.
I'm really, really proud that I'm going to be given the opportunity to wake up with the people that work really hard in this country and have to be up between 4 and 6.30 a.m.
Do you know, when I was doing that show, it's apart from the hours, it is a really good time of day to be on because it's just like a little club. It's really nice.
I'm really, really excited for the new challenge and I want to be on Monday to Friday.
And
I've
you
got
are.
Too much to say. You know what I mean?
Soon, Gemma, soon. Okay, so it's Innuendo Bingo with the Queen of Bingo, Gemma Kearney.
Come on!
She's got a rain mac on.
Brighton.
Oh, Jordan in Brighton's not happy. An hour late in a rain mac.
Oh, Jordan, stop it. I was in the traffic and... Oh.
Okay.
Oh. I did celebrate being here by doing an old school dance move called the Bogle, which I will do again on camera if people are nice.
I love a Bogle.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want a Bogle?
Go on. Yeah, girlfriend. And now...
Right, let's crack on with business then, Gemma.
Let's go to Innuendo Bingo. Watch online now. Let us know if you're watching. I might give you a little shout-out. First to Channel 5's hotel inspector from earlier in the week. And over the course of the episode, Alex and Sue have been really getting to know each other. Something the narrator couldn't help but pick up on, as you're about to hear.
Will Sue's personal touch downstairs put a smile on Alex's face?
Small spurt from Kearney. Oh, straight in his face.
My nose. How can you put water up your own nose?
Kyle and Lottie from Eastbourne spotted that one.
All right.
Game on. Those voiceovers on documentaries can sometimes go a bit wrong, I find. as we found out last week with this classic from Mel off of Mel and Sue on Collectaholics.
But will evaluation convince Stuart to sell?
And will I get that pork pie in the buffet?
Oh, that was a good one, Star.
So bad at wearing sunglasses.
I don't even think that's one.
And will I get that pork pie in the buffet?
I love Mel as well.
Same. And now, more water, please. And we cross over to the book review on Daybreak. And I didn't realise they were allowed to talk about these kind of books at that time of the morning, but obviously they are, as you're about to hear.
A friend of mine gave me a book just before Christmas called The Mystery of the White Lions by a wonderful woman called Linda Tucker. And it tells her story, and her life was utterly changed about 15 years ago. She went over to Africa, and she had an experience in the bush.
Oh, Chris!
Oh, that was a good one. That was a great one.
She had an experience in the bush.
Jerome Flynn.
I'm glad she did. I'm really glad that she did.
Yeah, I am as well. You want to, wouldn't you, if you went all the way to Africa? You know what I mean? It's the least you could expect. And now... Come on, Gem, hold it together.
She had an experience in the bush.
Okay, next. Over to the Great British Sewing Bee now. And after being on national TV for a few weeks, this contestant suddenly realised that she may have been showing a bit more of herself than she intended.
Difficult. I'm picking velvet.
I know, so I'm going to see what I can do without him picking it. Oh, everyone's seen my wrinkled zip.
How is that even a programme?
Everybody.
On my back.
There's people sewing. What's going on?
Oh, everyone's seen my wrinkled zip.
A wrinkled zip. Harriet and Amber spotted that one.
You're losing it more than normal.
Oscar from Paisley's watching. This is brilliant. It gets better. Says Paulette down in the borough. Alex and Wessel Supermare and Josh saying Gemma's laugh is the best ever. You look like an idiot.
Was that a text or just you?
No, especially with your thumbs up. I really hope you're watching this. Now over to the taste. It's Nigella's hot cooking show. And Nigella, frankly, is dismayed at what some of the contestants are up to.
Oh dear, 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 dear. So we've each got one in the bottom.
Yeah.
Oh, it's gone on your fringe, Chris. I didn't realise till I watched that show. They have one in the bottom every single week.
Nigella!
So we've each got one in the bottom.
Okay.
Still sounds
bemused. I know. Okay, so now back to yesterday on BBC Radio 2. And Jeremy Vine, along with his guest, was studying a picture of the Queen. And I think this little slip from Jeremy might tell us what was on his mind at the time.
I can't see, to be honest, I can't see anything different about the Queen on this. What I do notice is...
And it's also deeper. The flan on the obverse is deeper
the
than
flange.
The flan.
Oh.
They were looking at... the picture of the Queen on pound coins.
Is that even legal?
Checking for signs of forgery, of course. So
do you do that on purpose?
Yeah, no, but you do have to remember to check your flange. Flan, sorry. Easy mistake.
The
flan on the obverse is steeper
than flange.
He shouldn't say that.
I know.
Right, come on.
Okay, more water, please. As we go over to a show called Britain's Banger Racers on BBC Two. And just listen to the painful noises in the middle of this clip. The commentator does a very good job of describing what's going on here, I think.
17, Steve Taylor. He sees Billy Brown. just goes straight through Billy Brown's rear end.
This is projectile bingo today.
Oh, my God. Chris, your technique has got even better.
Straight through Billy Brown's rear end.
Sean and Maidstone, give yourself some points. Thank you for emailing that one.
This is not cool anymore, guys.
Kerry in Aberdeen is watching for the first time. Gemma is maybe my favourite person ever. I may have to get up at 4 a.m. every morning so I can listen, says Ailsha, having a cup of tea. Okay, so now this one's really stupid, just to warn you, if you could take some more water, please. It's over to yesterday's Rip Off Britain on BBC One, where Gloria Hunniford has met a man who, well, let's just say he must have quite smelly trousers.
It's nice and firm, and you can see it's got like a stiffness towards it as well.
He may be only 25, but the fish business is in his genes.
Really stupid, but I quite like it.
Who found that? Who found that? That was so immature. We're all so immature.
Kelly found that one. It was really quite taken surprise by it.
The fish business is in his genes.
Okay, now we're going over to yesterday's tipping point. My water, please.
This is my tipping point.
It's pretty wet down there, isn't it?
Oh. Yeah.
Over there, I meant, not down there.
Oh, Scott. Oh,
it's all right. It'll be over in a minute.
It's dribbling down.
This is worth the wait, definitely.
Inside
of where, please?
Jumper.
Sure. Okay, so tipping point. And Ben Shepherd seems to make all sorts of demands of his contestants.
Next question. The word cerebral pertains... Oh, Billy?
Head. Brain.
We have to accept your first answer, I'm afraid.
OK.
Billy, it pertains or relates to which organ in the human body? It is the brain, but you gave me head first.
Scott's gone.
Gave me head first.
Ben Shepherd there. Craig in Dartford and Alistair and loads more spotted that one.
Oh, my word.
And finally, a classic from BBC Radio 2. Right then. And here is Vanessa Feltz to tell us that her discussion topic for the day is...
Swallowing. That's the issue. The swallowing part. You just think, shall I swallow? And then you realise how lucky you are for the whole rest of your life that you don't normally think about these things unless you're really very unwell indeed. And you think, well, shall I swallow or shan't I swallow? Let me try not to for another few minutes.
You're asking for that, Kenny.
That was
brilliant.
Hello.
Oh, so sorry, I left you hanging.
Shall I swallow or shan't I swallow? Let me try not to for another few minutes.
She had awful swallowing glands that day.
Oh.
Right, OK, that was Innuendo Bingo with Gemma Kearney. And you look hot as.
Thumbs up, peeps.
Thumbs
bringing
up.
It back.
There it is. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening.
The Scott Mills Daily.
The Neighbourhood and Sweater Weather's playing next. I'm also going to play Team Lord. Greg's on for Innuendo... No, not Innuendo Bingo. That's been happened already. Greg's on for Real or No Real at 3:40 this afternoon. Hey, has Fernando been back in touch? Have you spoke to him at all?
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And have you passed on all the messages that people were saying?
I passed on a lot of the texts, yeah.
So Fernando's girlfriend has gone to Vietnam at the moment. She's doing a Buffalo track. He's feeling a bit left out and like he won't be good enough when she comes back because she's been like going to bars in the middle of the jungle and she's been having the time of her life.
I've just been in the pub and at Wofford.
In caves, pardon? Fernando's just been in the pub at Wofford. Yeah, I mean, I know what you're saying. Like, she might come back and think, God, this is boring. But let's hope not. But make sure you pass all of those texts because I thought there were some really good ones. There were also some really nice ones. I remember one from Liam from Oswestry saying, don't worry about it. You know, his girlfriend went away to America for 5 months, came back, just carried on as normal. So
well,
pass
I appreciate,
that on.
Do you know what? I appreciate that.
Pass that on.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Coldplay Magic. This is Radio 1.
Such a tune, this one.
It's really good. Greg's a fan.
Always.
But then he...
Always and forever.
They could release a fart and he'd like it.
I even like that Midnight one that no one else did.
Oof. You probably even liked Princess of China.
Yeah,
did
I did.
Did you? They lost me momentarily. But no, I like... I do, yeah.
No, that is a great song. That's Coldplay and Magic on BBC Radio 1. So Greg's on at 4. What's on?
Today, we have some stuff from Sport Relief. We've got Olly Murs on the show after 5 o'clock today because he was training as well today down at the Velodrome at the Olympic Park.
Are you doing that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
The elimination cycle tomorrow, plus synchronised swimming and a swimming relay. I'm being milked tomorrow.
For Sport Relief?
Yeah. It's going to be... It's amazing to go swimming at the Olympic Aqua Centre.
If you're going to be milked, then it's good to be milked by Sport Relief.
Is it not too deep, even for a tall person like yourself?
It's five metres.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, when you jump in, you must sort of flail around.
You must be incredibly fit.
No, that's the problem. Because you do sit... I've been learning synchronised swimming, and I thought, oh, this would be fun, because you touch the put your feet on the bottom. But you can't, because you've got to float and do sculling and all that kind of thing whilst doing a dance and smiling and not drowning. It's really
But are you, a good swimmer already? Did you do your like personal survival certificates and things like that?
I'm an okay swimmer. I really hated it. I didn't like competitive swimming. I get quite stressed.
Did you do that, Scott? Personal. I had to pick up a brick from the bottom of the pool, and I always wondered, when am I ever going to do that?
Yes.
I haven't done this since.
So that happened as well to me. You wear your pyjamas, right?
Yeah.
And you dive down and get it.
Get the brick.
But our swimming teacher lady was so horrible, she made us wear wellies as well. And I thought this was normal until I told other people later in life and went, oh, yeah, that thing where you put your wellies on.
No, it wasn't wearing wellies.
I know.
That's like putting a ball and chain around your neck before they send you down there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but when are you ever going to be on a boat in wellies?
That's it.
That doesn't make any sense.
I remember even then when I was about 9 or something, I went, but I wouldn't be wearing wellies on a boat.
I won't be picking up bricks.
We're making it realistic.
And how is Murs getting on with that?
He's not doing that. He's doing rhythmic gymnastics.
Oh, sure.
And we're all doing the elimination cycle as well.
And where can we hear and see all this?
Tomorrow night, BBC One at 7.
Sport Relief.
7. Ish. Yeah, 7. It.
Ish.
7-ish.
Good one.
But Murs fell off yesterday and grazed his arm badly up to hospital.
Did he?
Yeah, because he fell off a bike on the incline of the velodrome.
I tell you what, I've actually been there and seen that. It's proper, isn't it? It's like, you don't want to fall off on that.
It's terrifying.
It's terrifying.
And you've got Freddie Flintoff chasing you as well.
Awful.
It's really... I thought it would be fun when I'd said yes to it, and then today I realised it's quite dangerous.
That sounds even less fun than me dancing on TV with Olly Murs for Sport Relief.
I think, yeah. But, so that was live, wasn't it, when you did that?
Yeah.
Because there's no real risk of death. But they're pre-recording the race tomorrow, just in case someone hurts themselves.
Oh. No risk of death, just lack of dignity forever, really.
Are those the bikes where there's no brakes
as
well?
You can't freewheel either.
How weird's that?
So really when scary. You want to slow down, you just have to gradually slow down.
Fair play to Murs, and good for you as well doing this tomorrow night on Sport Relief Night from 7 p.m. tomorrow on BBC One.
I think it'll be fun.
Right, one more track and then we'll get into Real or No Real. Okay, let's get into Thursday's Real or No Real with Greg James. Real or made up, this lot?
The boss of American charity Food for the Poor is named Robin Marfood.
Oh, come on.
Oh, Nick, seriously?
Oh, come on.
Is this what's happening now?
Oh, Robin Marfood.
No, come on.
No way is this true.
It's more offensive if it's made up. I mean, if someone's made this up, they're making light out of this charity.
I know. Robin Marfood. No way. No way.
Oh, God, that can't be true. That's
can't
awful.
Make that up
I mean,
as well.
Why would you ever make him the boss?
Hang on, whoa, spelt like M apostrophe.
Marfood?
Marfood.
No, I believe it's M-A-H food.
Oh, okay.
Robin Marfood.
Still, though, I mean...
The boss of American charity Food for the Poor.
But why would you make... That's really weird if you made this up.
I mean, it's pretty twisted if we've made that up.
So I've got sick. I've got to say real.
I hope to God this is real.
That one's real.
Oh, phew.
But why is he called that?
That's his name.
I've got to have a look.
He's the charity's CEO.
Robin Marfood.
And is the brother of its founder, Ferdinand Marfood.
Not as good. Not as good. Can I have a look at a picture of Robin Marfood, please? There he is.
Yeah, there he is.
Yeah.
Good fact. What about this?
Paolo Nutini spent one of the 5 years between the release of his second and third albums trekking around Laos and Cambodia.
So he's doing what Fernando's girlfriend is doing at the moment. Yeah. Don't know if you heard that earlier, Greg.
Oh, I've not heard the latest.
Oh, yeah. Fernando, you know Fernando, Chris's friend.
Yeah.
His girlfriend has gone on a buffalo trek to Vietnam. He's left behind and it's just really knocking him off.
I can imagine.
She doesn't call anymore. She's making new friends.
No, she calls him, but it's yeah.
Is it like
I'm going to go into it again? I'll let Fernando speak for himself.
How long's the trip?
It's about 2 weeks.
Oh, so it's like a mini gap.
Yeah, we're like four days in. Though,
yeah, so. Fernando's worried that she probably won't want to come back to such a boring person and boring life.
Well, just because Fernando hasn't seen those parts of the world doesn't mean that she can't tell him about it.
Yeah, but she's saying that she's having the best time of her life.
Mm. Ah.
And she's in caves and jungles and with bars in and that.
It's difficult to then sell a night at the Misty Moons after that for Fernando. Or whatever pub that
you're like I said to Fernando, like, she's on holiday. That's not normal. That's not normal life, is it?
No.
So the expectations can't be like that all the time.
She can't expect to come back and you know, caves and all that will be
exactly.
on there.
It's not realistic.
Not
going to happen, no.
She might run off with someone.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
But she'll realise the error of her ways quickly, is what I'm about to say. You know.
Great. So, that helps
good.
A lot.
No, just tell Fernando to stay strong.
Okay, strong. We'll pass that on.
Paolo Nutini travelling the world. I can believe this.
Did he lose interest and take a gap year around Laos and Cambodia?
Definitely.
He strikes me as a gap year along with...
You think?
Yeah, I'm sure. Did Ben Howard have a gap year?
Well, definitely. I mean, he would trick around with a guitar on his back. That sort of thing. Just rock up to a cafe, go, hey guys, you want some tunes?
Yeah.
Do you know
who
I really thought was somebody that would like a gap year was from back in the day, Newton Faulkner.
Yeah.
Hey! Yes.
Classic gap year.
Definitely.
Well, like Ed Sheeran, Jack Johnson, all that lot.
Oh, Jack Johnson, yeah.
He was the soundtrack to many a gap year.
Yeah, when I was in Thailand finding myself, Jack Johnson was the album of choice. So, Paolo Nutini... loses interest, goes on a gap year.
Real.
I'm going to say real.
That one is no real.
Oh,
no.
What?
It's a very
Jack
hard
Johnson
worker.
Is Mr. Gap Year, though, isn't he?
Yeah. I don't know whether he still is, but he was then.
He's Gap Year, sitting around a fire in the beach, yar.
Yeah. And next.
There is only one sneeze in the Bible.
One sneeze.
A chug. Is that...
Yeah. So just the one sneeze in the Bible, you'd think there'd be more.
I don't know if you would. Like, it's...
I'm surprised there's even one.
Yeah.
Documented.
Are you saying that God didn't sneeze?
No, but I'm saying it was an odd thing to document.
Yeah.
I can't imagine it. I'm going to say, what are you saying?
Well, it's not the autobiography of God.
What are you going to say? No, no real?
Monday, he sneezed. And there was the earth.
No real?
I don't know. No real.
Okay. For the sake of competition, I'm going to go real.
That one is real.
Oh, yes. Who sneezed?
Kings 2, chapter 4, verse 25 reads, and then the boy sneezed. And that's it. It's the only one you get in the Bible.
Probably
random, but good fact.
Did someone who works on this show read the whole Bible to check?
Yes. Next.
In Cuba, in place of sniffer dogs, they use sniffer rabbits.
I think, yeah. They are pretty, well, they like it. They like sniffing.
So imagine at the airport, there you are, in Cuba, and there's a rabbit sniffing you out.
I wouldn't take through security. Take it seriously, mate.
Sniffing you out.
Maybe rephrase. What? Okay.
Nothing wrong with that.
You could phrase it differently, maybe.
I probably
nothing wrong with sniffing you out.
Okay, stop saying that.
I probably wouldn't. I wouldn't kind of think that was a thing.
I'm going to say real. I think they're very inquisitive and their noses twitch like nobody's business.
That one's real.
Yeah.
At the end of that round,
20 each.
20 each. Good work, guys.
20 apiece. It's been an honour.
Peace. Elsa, please. BBC Radio 1.